USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence delivered remarks at America First Policies event today in Tempe, Arizona, just outside of Phoenix. Vice President Mike Pence addresses the caravan of people in Tijuana, Mexico.
This situation is a direct result of our weak immigration laws and our porous border. And make no mistake about it, this is a deliberate attempt to undermine the laws and weaken the sovereignty of the United States of America. But under this president, we will uphold our laws, defend our sovereignty, and we will protect the borders.
And finally, a new study out says young people are far more likely than senior citizens to report being lonely and in poor health. That's according to a survey of 20,000 Americans released today. The overall national loneliness score was alarmingly high at 44 on a scale of 20 to 80, but it was even higher among those who were a part of Gen Z, who had a loneliness score of 48. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A medical official at the Salt Lake City VA hospital apologized for the dirty room where a patient was treated. Now, Christopher Wilson went for his appointment as usual, and when he walked into his room, there was trash overflowing and plaster all over the place in the room, including in the sink and on the counter. Well, Wilson snapped the picture, and the photos went viral. Wilson joined Fox and Friends to share why he initially shared the photo.
I just posted them on Facebook at first, and my dad saw them, and he decided to post them. I took him just to show my wife, but...
He was also asked about the VA in Salt Lake City in general and his experiences.
I've been dealing with the VA for about 10 years. They're normally pretty clean, but this was pretty disturbing.
Arizona teachers and supporters once again gathered at the Arizona Capitol on Tuesday for a fourth day of teacher walkouts. This will continue tomorrow, which means no school for the majority of students in Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
You can count former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice as one of the folks who says if we leave the Iran nuclear agreement, it isn't going to be that much of a big deal. The former Secretary of State joined Fox and Friends and explained why she's not a big fan of the current deal.
My concern about the nuclear deal had been the verification regime. If anything, this just makes it even more clear that you can't have a verification regime that gives the Iranians weeks to clean up a site.
The Republican who lost to a Democrat in a special U.S. Senate race in Alabama last December has just filed a lawsuit against three women who accused him of sexual assault weeks before the balloting. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Roy Moore saying the three were part of a political conspiracy aimed at preventing his election.
What we've documented in this complaint will show the people of Alabama that these people knew what they were doing. They set it out, they described what they were going to do, they did it, and they bragged about doing it after.
The lawsuit's asking for compensatory as well as punitive damages. It claims the three accusers all have ties to the Democratic Party. It also blames the, quote, liberal media for working to ensure that Moore would, as he did, lose the election. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 64 points to close the day at 24,099. Please do remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.